Okay, good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹早。
We had a group that went to the beach yesterday.
昨天我们有一群人去了海边。
And I'm glad to see that a lot of the people who went to the beach are here.
我也很高兴去海边的人许多今天早上也在座。
Some of us stayed pretty late.
昨天我们有些人待到挺晚的。
So if you see anybody a little bit like red-ish,
你如果看到有些人晒得红红的,
then that's probably yes.
你就认出我们来了。
Wanted to start this morning with a question for everybody.
今天早上我想用一个问题, 来开始我们的正道。
What are you thinking about?
你在想什么?
Not right now.
不是现在此时此刻,
but what do you tend to think about?
而是你平常会想些什么?
I know for my son,
我知道我的儿子,
I know what he thinks about.
我知道他想什么。
He's only 11 years old.
他只有11岁。
And recently, all he could talk about is a gel blaster.
最近他一天到晚说的挂在嘴边的就是一种玩具枪。
You hear it from him about 100 times a day.
你一般一天听到他讲这个100次。
There's a gel blaster that I want.
那里有一个妈妈有一个玩具枪我想要。
Dad, have you ever heard about a gel blaster?
爸爸，你听说过那个玩具枪吗？
It's better than a paint gun.
它比那个打彩弹的枪更好。
But I thought you wanted a paint gun.
然后爸爸说，我以为你想要打彩弹的枪。
No, Dad, right now I really want a gel blaster.
不是的，爸爸，我想要那个打水弹的枪。
Ryan can find a gel blaster for cheap.
我的朋友 Ryan 可以找到很便宜的那个水弹枪。
Can I do chores to earn a gel blaster?
我可以去做家务事，然后赚到那个枪吗？
And over and over again throughout the day.
所以一天到晚他就反复讲。
There will be like a little break.
中间可能会停一下。
And then when we sit down for a meal.
然后我们坐下来吃饭。
Gel blaster, gel blaster, gel blaster.
那个水弹枪, 水弹枪。
See, when you're that young.
当你那么小的时候,
we know what you're thinking about.
大家知道你在想什么。
But as you get older.
但你渐渐长大,
it's not that you start thinking about things.
不是说你开始想事情,
it's just that you don't say it 100 times a day.
只是说你不会一天讲100遍那件事。
But oftentimes, what you are filling your mind with determines the steps that you take in life.
但是常常是这样的, 你的脑子里充斥着是什么事情, 它就会决定了你每天所行的每一步。
Whatever you are filling your mind with determines the direction that you're taking in life.
你的脑子中所充满的东西 决定了你在生命中进行的方向。
It affects how you live.
它会影响你如何生活。
So what are you thinking about?
所以你在想什么呢?
What thoughts do you fill your mind with?
你的脑海中充斥的是什么呢?
Because whatever you set your mind with on,
因为无论是什么你思想的,
it affects the direction of your life.
它会影响你生命的方向。
When our minds are overly filled with earthly things,
当我们的脑海中充斥的都是属世的事情的时候,
it's easy to get stuck spiritually.
那么你的灵命呢, 就容易陷入困境。
When you find yourself worrying or filling your mind with the things that God doesn't necessarily desire for you to be thinking on that much,
当你在脑海中所充斥的这种种种担忧, 并不是神想要你思想的事情的时候,
you'll find yourself going off track spiritually.
你就会发现自己在属灵上有点偏离轨道。
When your mind is filled with the wrong type of thoughts,
当你的脑海中充满了不正确的思想的时候,
you'll find yourself filled with anxiety and stress.
你就会发现自己的心充满了焦虑和担心。
So the things that we set our mind to is really important.
所以我们心里所思想的事情是很重要的。
It could either bring us closer to God.
它也许会带领我们与神更亲近。
Or it can bring us away from God.
或者是把我们带离神。
It could lead us to experience spiritual growth.
它有可能领我们经历属灵的成长。
Or it can lead us to spiritual withering.
也有可能领我们进入属灵的枯干。
And God's word has something to say about this in Colossians 3.
那么神的话语在哥罗西书三章就跟我们谈到这一点。
So let's go ahead and turn our Bibles or open up your phones to Colossians chapter 3 this morning.
那今天早上就请大家把圣经翻到哥罗西书三章。
You can turn off your social media for this morning.
今天把社交媒体关掉。
Close your photos section of your phone.
不要再看你的手机上的照片。
And let's honor God's word. Let's turn to Colossians chapter 3.
让我们来遵从神的话语，翻到哥罗西书三章。
We have a communion day, so there's not as much time for our sermon. We want to ask God to use the time that we have, and we'd be listening to what He has for us today.
因为圣餐的缘故，我们今天时间比较紧张，所以求神保守我们都能够把我们的注意力专注在他的话语上。
Let's pray together before we read God's word.
让我们在读神的话语之前先祷告。
Heavenly Father, I ask that you would receive our worship.
天父，我求你能够领受我们的敬拜。
It's always good to see our brothers and sisters.
见到弟兄姐妹总是很美好。
It's always good to meet with one another.
我们能够彼此见面很好。
Lord, but the person that we want to meet with, the most important person we want to meet with this morning is you, God.
但是主啊，今天早上我们想要遇见的那最重要的是你。
Holy Spirit, would you speak to us through your words today?
圣灵，求你今天借着神的话语对我们讲话。
Help us to see your heart for us today.
帮助我们今天看到你对我们的心意。
And I pray, Lord, that we would have a humble heart this morning.
主啊，我的祷告是今天早上我们有一颗谦卑的心。
I pray that each one of us would seek you to forgive those sins that have gotten in the way of our spiritual life.
主啊，愿在座的每一位都能够来寻求你，求你来赦免我们生命中所犯下的罪。
So that we may be able to hear from you.
所以我们可以在这里听到你的话语。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
这样祷告，是奉耶稣的名求。
Amen. Amen.Okay, Colossians chapter 3.
哥罗西书三章。
Verse 1.
第一节。
If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God.
所以你们既然与基督一同复活，就应当寻求天上的事。那里有基督坐在神的右边。
Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth.
你们要思念的是天上的事，不是地上的事。
For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God.
因为你们已经死了，你们的生命与基督一同隐藏在神里面。
Do we go to verse 4? No. Is there one more click? No, right?In these short verses,
在这几个短短的经节里,
Paul makes it very clear that your spiritual life is tied to your mind.
保罗讲得很清楚, 你的灵命跟你的思想是紧紧连结的。
Your spiritual life is tied very closely with your mind.
你的属灵生命与你的头脑紧紧连结。
So when you know that in your life, something is off,
所以当你知道你生命中有些事情不在正道上的时候，
and you want to get back on the right track,
然后你想要走回正道，
when you know something in your life shouldn't be in your life,
当你知道生命中有些不应该在你生命中的事情，
when you know that there's something that needs to change,
当你意识到有些事情需要改变，
it doesn't start just with what you do,
它不只是从你的行为上开始改
变。It starts with how you think about it.
它是从你的头脑思想上开始。
It doesn't start with what you do.
它不从你做什么开始。
It starts with how you think about it.
它是从你如何去想它开始。
That's why there's so much in God's word that has to do with your mind.
所以呢，这就是为什么神的话语中谈到很多你的心意。
God's word will use this phrase.The renewing of your mind.
神的话讲到心意更新这个概念。
In Romans 12:2,
在罗马书十二章二节
it says, "Do, excuse me, it says, do not be conformed any longer to this world, but be transformed by the what? By the renewing of your mind."
经文中提到不要效法这个世界只要心意更新而变化
In Ephesians 4:23 it says it talks about putting on the new and putting off the old but it says put on the new and then by the renewing take off the old and by the renewing of your mind put on the new
在以弗所书四章也提到我们要脱下旧人穿上新人但他讲的是脱下旧人把你的心智改换一新并且穿上新人
God says in his words that we are new creation
神的话语提到我们是新造的人
And then in 1 Corinthians 2 it says we have been given the mind of Christ
在哥林多前书二章提到我们是有基督的心了
We've been given the mind of Christ
我们被赐予基督的心了
But instead of keeping our minds updated with God's word,
但是我们常常没有把我们的心常常用神的话语来更新
We seem to too often put in the old programming into our minds. We're putting old worldly stuff into our minds.
我们常常会把过去的属世的东西放到我们的头脑里
There was a time, some of you young ones have no idea about this, there was a time when cars started to put in a navigation system into the car, built in.
有些年轻人可能不知道有这样的一个时间汽车制造商开始往车上装那个导航系统。
That was an upgrade.
那是一个升级。
So you want a fancy car, you get a car withA navigation system in it.
所以你要有一辆好车的时候，那上面要有导航系统。
The problem was, when you bought a new car,
问题是当你买了新车的时候
and you had this navigation system,
有导航系统
the car manufacturers started to realize that people were always getting lost.Or not reaching their destination.
汽车制造商发现很多人却常常迷路或者是不能到达目的地。
Why is that?
为什么呢?
Because these navigation systems in the car came with a little slot.
因为这个装有导航系统的车上面有个小小的插槽。
And the slot was for a memory card that would go in, and the memory card contained all the maps that were current at that time.
那个插槽是为了能够插一个存储卡，那个存储卡上就有所有的地图。
But if you always stayed with the old programming,
但是如果你有的是旧的程序
，these maps were not like Google Maps today.
那些地图不是像今天的谷歌地图。
They didn't automatically stay current with all the new roads.
它不会自动的更新新的道路。
So people would be using the old programming.To try to find these new destinations.
那么人们就会用这些旧的程序，想要找到这些新的目的地。
And so people were getting lost, or they're driving off track.
所以他们呢就迷路了，或者偏行轨道了。
You're driving a new car.
你开新车。
But you're using old programming.
但是用的是旧程序。
God saved us and made us as new creations.
神救赎了我们，把我们做成新造的人。
But when we use the old programming that we used to be putting in the system,
但是如果我们用那些放到旧系统里的旧程序，
that's when we find ourselves going off track.
这就是我们意识到自己走偏了。
That's when we find ourselves getting lost spiritually.
这就是我们发现我们在灵命上迷失了。
Instead of putting in the new programming of God's word,
我们没有用神的话语来做新的程序。
Even though we are new creations in Christ,
虽然我们是在基督里新造的人，
we keep going back to the old ways that we live, the old ways that we think, the old habits that we have, and we're living off of that.
但是我们总是会回到我们旧的生活方式、旧的思维方式和旧的习惯。
So of course we're going to not be able to reach our destination.
所以自然的我们就不能够走到我们新的目的地。
Paul is saying, you were once dead.
保罗说你过去死是已经死了。
Your old programming only showed you the path of the worldly ways.
你过去的旧程序只是告诉你属世的道路。
Your old programming told you to live however you wanted to in the flesh.
你的旧程序告诉你要按你的老我，就是你肉体中的老我来生活。
So that's how you once navigated your life.
那是你过去如何在生命中导航。
But now, because of your faith in Jesus,
但是现在因为你对基督的信心，
the scripture says when Christ was given a new life, when Christ was raised from the dead.
经文上说，因为基督他复活了。
You too raised to a new life.
你也一样与他一同复活，有新生命。
You are a new creation in Christ, amen?
你是基督里的新造的人。
So with your new life as a new creation raised with Christ,
所以你有新生命，你是新造的人，与基督一同复活。
Don't go back to the old programming.
不要再走老路了。
Don't take the ways of the world and put those in your mind.
不要再拿属世的方式放到头脑里。
Don't keep operating under the ways of the flesh as you once did.
不要像你过去那样凭着肉体和血气去生活。
New vehicles.Need the new programming.
新车要有新程序。
New life requires the new ways of a life.
新生命需要有新的生活方式。
And so how do we do that?
那我们如何这样做呢？
He says in verse 2,
他在第二节讲到，
He says, set your mind on things that are above.
他讲，你们要思念的是天上的事。
When we are saved by Jesus,
当我们被基督救赎了以后，
we were given a connection to God.
我们被赐予了与神的一个连结。
We were once far.
我们曾经远离神。
But because of Jesus, we've been given a connection to God.
但因着耶稣，我们与神有了新的连结。
We have the Holy Spirit that has been given to us.
我们被赐予了圣灵。
He dwells in us.
他住在我们里面。
Jesus said, I need to go back to the Father so that I can send you the new programming through the Holy Spirit.
耶稣说我要回到天父那里去，所以我才可以借着圣灵赐给你们新的程序。
So instead of living to the outdated way of living,
所以我们不要再按过时的方式生活。
I am downloading, you guys get me? Downloading into your life.The Holy Spirit, so that you can have a connection to God and His way of thinking.
我们要下载 圣灵，这样我们才能够与神连结，然后我们就会有个新的思维方式。
He says, I'm going to give you this direct line of communication to God.
他说我要给你与神直接的沟通渠道。
And God to us.
也是神跟我们沟通的渠道。
He wants to understand that the changes that you want to see in your life,
他想要我们明白，我们想要看到生命中的改变。
And the changes that I want to see in my life,
我想要看到生命中的改变。
I need this direct line of communication to God.
我需要与神这个直接的联系方式。
The scripture calls this abiding or remaining.
经文里描述这个是说内住或者存留。
It has to do with hearing the Holy Spirit reveal to us God's word.
这就是通过圣灵向我们显示神的话，神的道。
This is when the Holy Scripture says that the Holy Spirit will reveal truth to you.
也就是圣经里提到的真理的圣灵，圣灵显露真理给我们。
Truth that only He knows we need.
是只有他才知道我们所需要的真理。
So you need to have this direct line of communication to God.
所以你需要这个与神直接沟通的渠道。
To be able to hear what He wants to say to you.
才能听到他想对你讲的。
That there is a heavenly perspective that helps you live your life on earth.
有一个天国的视野或眼光，能够帮助我们在属世上生活。
Does that make sense? Good. Amen. There is a sport that I'll talk about this morning.
今天我要讲一项运动。
In American football,
是美式橄榄球。
The most important position is what? The quarterback.
最重要的位置是四分卫。
He's the one who controls the offense.
他是掌管进攻的。
And what you see when you watch American football,
当你看橄榄球的时候，
As they wear their helmets,
他们戴着头盔。
The quarterback has a green dot in the back of his helmet.
四分卫头盔的后面有一个绿的点。
What does that green dot mean?
那是什么意思？
It means that he has an earpiece.
他有个耳机。
That only he can have.
只有四分卫才可以。
And the earpiece connects him to one of the coaches.
这个耳机把这四分卫跟一个教练连接。
And the most important coach is the offensive coordinator for the quarterback.
最重要的教练就是为四分卫预备的进攻的协调的教练。
This coach sits not on the sidelines.
这个教练不坐在场边。
Not on the field.
也不在场上。
But he sits way up high in the stands in the coach's box.
他坐在看台上高高的。教练的包间里。
From that location,
从那个位置，
he is able to see the whole field below.
他可以看到下面的整个场地。
He's able to see the way the opposition is attacking them.
他可以看到对手是怎么进攻的。
He is able to see the obstacles that the quarterback cannot see.
他可以看到四分卫看不见的障碍。
But at the same time, he's able to see the ways that the offense can get through the defense.
但是呢，他也可以看到进攻方如何穿过这个防守方。
He's able to see from on high what the quarterback cannot see from down low.
他在上面可以看到的视野大过四分卫在下面可以看到的。
And so it's very important for the quarterback to be able to hear what his coach is saying to him down below.
所以呢，在下面的四分卫他需要听到上面的教练所讲的话，这很重要。
It's so important for him to hear this.
对他来讲，听到教练的话很重要。
Because he cannot see what only his coach can see.
因为他没有教练才有的那个在上面的视野。
So then the stadium will usually get very loud.
有的时候场上会变得很吵。
So that the quarterback is unable to hear.
那四分卫就听不清楚。
Oftentimes you'll see the quarterback on the field in an important time of the game do this.
所以你常常看到四分卫在重要时刻做这样的动作。
He's trying to close out all the distractions.
他想要把那些嘈杂的声音能够阻挡在外。
So that he can tune in to what his coach is telling him to do.
好让他可以调好频道，能够听到教练想要他做的。
This passage,
这节经文
is telling us,
告诉我们
that Jesus is on high.
耶稣坐在高天上。
To tell us.What we need down below.
告诉我们在地上生活所需要听到的。
Jesus is able to see from God's perspective what we cannot see down here below.
耶稣可以看到神的眼光，神的视角，我们在下面看不见。
God sees things in your life.
神看到你生命中的事情。
That no one else is able to see.
旁人看不到。
And that no one else needs to hear.
旁人也不需要听见。
But you.
只有你要听见。
But sometimes you are so distracted by everything else going on.
但是呢，你常常会被周遭的事情所搅扰。
That you're not able to hear what he's trying to say.
以至于你听不见神想要对你讲的话。
The word of God is saying that Jesus is sitting up there to help us down here.
神的道讲到，耶稣坐在上面，要帮助在下面生活的我们。
The Holy Spirit, who is also called the Spirit of Christ,
圣灵也被称为基督的灵，
will give you direction.
会给我们指引方向。
He reveals the truth for the changes that we need to see.
他显露给我们，我们生活中需要见到的这种改变，这是真理。
He reveals the sin that has taken us off course.
他会显露给我们看，让我们偏离正道的罪。
He's showing us that obstacle which is preventing us from going forward.
他显露给我们看，阻碍我们前行的障碍物。
Oftentimes, this coach will say things to the quarterback that the quarterback can't understand.
有的时候，教练会对四分卫讲四分卫不能理解的话。
He'll say, "Throw the ball over here."
他说把球扔到那里。
Or run the ball through this way.
或者是运球往这条路走。
And it doesn't make sense to the quarterback.
对四分卫来讲，这个不好理解。
Because he can't see it.
因为他看不见。
But the quarterback has to trust that the coach knows what's right.
但四分卫需要信任教练知道正确的方式是什么。
And the coach sees what he cannot see.
他要相信教练看到他所不能看见的。
Sometimes we are not aware of what's going on in our minds.
有的时候我们没有意识到我们的思想。
We have old patterns.
我们有旧的模式。
Old patterns of thinking.
有旧的思维方式。
We have old self.
我们有老我。
And flesh responses to others.
对别人有从血气上的反应。
And if we're not careful,
如果我们不小心的话，
there is a lot of thinking that is not aligned with God's heavenly perspective.
我们所思所想的很多东西就跟神属天的视野没不能一致。
That's why whenever we are engaging the word of God,
这就是为什么每当我们能在神的话语里的时候，
we're having Bible study and fellowships,
我们会查经，我们会有团契，
we're having Sunday schools,
主日学。
Our ultimate desireis to have our minds align to his perspective.
我们的终极的渴望是让我们的心思与神的眼光保持一致。
We want to have our minds set on listening for how he wants to transform me.
我们要专心专注于神要怎么改变我们。
In our Sunday school, we talked about this.
在我们的主日学中，我们谈论到这一点。
Some of the youth know this.
青少年也知道。
They said sometimes when you're hearing the word preached,
他们说有的时候听到讲道
or you're reading the word of God,
或者在读神的话语
and you think, oh,That other brother, that other sister needs to hear this.
你会想到哦，那个弟兄或者那个姐妹需要听到。
Like, oh man, that person needs to see what I'm seeing right now.
你说哦，那个人要需要来看看我现在读的这节经文。
No,
不是的。
That's not how you read God's word.
这不是你怎么去读神的话。
That could be a side point.
那可能是旁边的一点。
Whenever you engage God's word,
每当你读学习神的话语的时候
your prayer, your thought, your desire should be God. How do you want to transform me through this?
你的祷告，你的思想，你的渴慕应该是神，你要借着你的话语如何来改变我。
God, what am I not seeing that you want me to see?
神啊，你想要我看到我的哪个盲点呢？
God, how do you desire to change the direction of my life?
主啊，你的心意是要我如何改变生活的方向？
And then the second question you need to ask yourself is,
你要问自己的第二个问题是，
When God shows you what you need to do,
当神显露给你看他要你做的事的时候
Will I surrender to you, God?
我是否会向神降服
Let us be very careful, church.
会众们让我们非常的小心
When God speaks to youAre you willing to surrender?
当神对你讲话，你是否愿意顺服？
Pastor James last week said that there are people who hear God speak to them, who see clearly in God's word what he wants for them.
范长老上主日提到，有些人他们清楚地听到神对他们讲话，清楚地看见神想要他们所行的。
But they think, no, 得不到 I can't live like this. That's, God doesn't really expect that of me.
但是他们拒绝，他们说不行，神不是真的想要我这样去做，我做不到。
Jesus on high is trying to help you below.
坐在高天上的耶稣想要帮助在世上生活的我们。
So that second question is, when you speak to me, God, will I yield? Will I obey? Will I submit to you? Lord, you are speaking to me. You are showing me. Will I yield to this?
所以第二个问题是，神啊，当你对我讲话，当你显明你的真理给我的时候，我是否愿意信靠、遵从、顺服？
In heaven,
在天国。
Where Christ is,
也就是基督所在
seated at the right hand of God,
他坐在神的右手边
The scripture says, this is how we are to pray.
经文提到我们应该如此来祷告
Jesus says this to his disciples.
耶稣对他的门徒说
Here's how you're to pray.
这是你们要如何祷告
Our Father
我们在天上的父
Who art in heaven
在天上的父
Hallowed be your name
愿你的名为圣
What is it? What does he say?
他说什么
Huh? Thy what? Thy kingdom come
愿你的国降临。
Thy what? Will be done.
愿你的旨意。
On where? On earth.
行在地上。
As it is in heaven.
如同行在天上。
God's will is perfect where he is.
神的旨意在他所在的地方是完美的。
It's not perfect on earth yet.
在地上还不是完美的。
Jesus came to bring in the kingdom.
基督来是要带来神的国。
In theology terms, it says the kingdom is here, it's already here, but it's not yet fulfilled.
在神学里有这样的概念，就是他的国已经到了，但是还未完全。
How is he bringing his will to be done on earth?
他如何能让他的旨意行在地上？
How?
如何？
How is God, how is heaven's will to be done on earth?
天上的旨意如何能行在地上呢？
How? Through us, brother, right there. Through you and through me.
是的，就是透过你和透过我。
It's through brothers and sisters who say, when you speak to me about my life, I submit, I yield.
是透过弟兄姐妹，他们愿意说，当神对我们讲话的时候，我们就遵从顺服。
There are people in our church that will yield to God when He speaks.
我们教会中有人，当神对他讲话，他就顺从。
And our church is able to be a part of God's will being done on earth.
那么我们教会也就是参与了神的旨意行在地上。
But we're kind of like a piece of slime, like part of it's like going, and the part of it's like stuck back here.
但是我们就像那个橡皮泥一样黏黏的，
黏黏的那个，
有一些往一个方向走，
像年糕一样，一半在这里，一半还没有跑。
对
，Good. Because there's some of the church that's saying, God, when you show me my Lord, I thank you for helping me from above. I need heavenly perspective. I struggle, but yes, Lord, I want to pursue that. I yield, I obey. Then there's some people, what Pastor James was talking about last week, nah, not for me.
所以呢，有些人他们就会说，当神对我讲话的时候，就说主啊，我愿意顺服，我愿意去寻求。虽然我有一些挣扎，但是我有一个顺服的心。但是也有一些人就说，神啊，你所想要的我做不到，不要叫我去做。
The rest of this text, after this, feel free to read it yourself. The rest of the text, he says,
大家可以读这段经文接下来的几节。
It's a picture of taking off all of the old programming. It's like taking all of that stuff. I'm going to put it off.
他描述的是这样一幅画面，要把旧我，把过去的程序要放在一边。
Paul uses those words, I'm gonna put off all this old stuff.
保罗用到的词是要致死这些在地上的。
And I'm gonna put on all the new.
我要穿上这一切新的。
It's a picture of changing clothes.
这个画面呢，好像是要换衣服。
When do you change clothes?
你什么时候换衣服？
After you take a shower.
你洗完澡以后换衣服。
Right?
对吗？
You can change clothes when you're fresh and clean.
当你已经洗得很干净的时候，你就换衣服。
Many years ago, when we were younger, a group of us here did like a mud run.
多年前，我们当我还年轻的时候，我们做了一个在泥地里跑的活动。
It's a race through mud.
所以我们在泥地里赛跑。
And you get like muddy.
然后你就浑身都是泥。
We did a few of those, right, guys?Right, we did like a few of those when we're still strong and healthy. Now we're like old, like, oh, I don't want to run through mud.
当我们还身强力壮、年轻的时候，我们做了好几次这个。
But one year when we went, we were covered in mud.
有一年我们从头到脚都被泥弄脏了。
Our clothes were just filthy.
我们的衣服好脏。
And then they have a kind of walk-through car wash, like a human wash.
然后他们就像洗车一样的洗人的。
And you walk through, and first is a shower, and you walk through with all the people, and you're like, ah, all right, I'm getting the mud washed out, but it's not totally clean.
所以就是像洗车的流水线一样，这些人就走过，然后就有水洗下来，不是完全干净。
And then the next section was what? It was like all the soap and the shampoo and body wash, and it's all coming down in thick lather, and you're like, ooh, everybody's washing themselves really clean. Get all the mud out, you know?
水冲下来以后，接下来一步就是香皂啊什么的。
I forgot if they had stuff that like washed you, but then you go the next one and it's rinsing you clean.
然后最后一步呢，就是冲洗干净。
And after that, you put on, you dry off the blow dryer, and after that, you put on your new clothes.Right?
那之后呢？你擦干净，吹干净之后，你就要穿上新衣服。
Because your clothes aren't completely clean.
因为你的衣服是不是完全的干净
？No one's going to go through a mud run, take a shower, and put on your old clothes.
没有人在泥地里赛跑以后洗干净了，然后又穿回那个脏的衣服。
Just like after you work out or you go to the gym.You take a shower, you're not going to put on your old clothes anymore. That's nasty.
就像你去健身房健身了以后，你冲凉了，不会再穿回那个汗津津的衣服。
I remember sometimes I put on my old socks, and Peter would say, "That's nasty."
我记得我有时候会健身以后穿上旧袜子，那 Peter 就说这个好恶心。
I would say, "You don't wear like an old socks the next day."
说你第二天不穿旧袜子吗
？Peter's like, "You're nasty."
Peter 说你好恶心。
So every time I want to wear an old socks, I'm like, "Oh yeah, Peter says that's gross." Okay.
所以每当我想穿旧袜子的时候，就记得 Peter 的话。
The Scripture is teaching us.
经文教导我们。
After you've taken a shower in Christ.
当你在基督里洗完澡以后。
Don't put on your old clothes.
不要再穿上你的旧衣服。
Don't fill your mind with the old stuff.
不要再用旧的东西充斥你的头脑。
Don't live the way you used to live.
不要再按旧的方式生活。
Put on your new clothes.
穿上新衣。
You see the picture that God gives to us in Scripture today?
你今天有没有看到神透过经文给我们看到的画面？
Because of what we're about to celebrate,Jesus' death and resurrection for us.
因为我们待会儿就要庆祝耶稣的受死和复活，都是为了我们。
The old has gone.
旧事已过。
The new has come.
一切都是新的了。
Don't drive around in your new Lexus with old programming.
你不要开着你的新的雷克萨斯，但是里面装的是旧程序。
You need the new.
你需要新的
or use Google Maps,
或者要用谷歌地图
because that's new,
因为那是新的
it's fresh,
那是更新的
it's what you need,
那是你需要的
Jesus is on high to help lead our life down here below.
耶稣在天上帮助我们过地上的生活
Jesus wants to give us the perspective.Through the Holy Spirit, revealing His Word to us so that we may know how to proceed in our life.
耶稣想要透过圣灵显露给我们真理，好让我们知道如何在地上过我们的生活。
You might say, I don't understand that. I don't see that.
你可能会说，我不明白，我看不见。
That's because you don't have His heavenly perspective.
那是因为你没有他属天的眼光。
The reasons why we get stuck.
我们会停滞不前的原因。
You have to ask yourself, what am I filling my mind with?
你就要问问自己，我把我的头脑里思想的是什么。
Our young people in Sunday school today said, many Christians get stuck because they are distracted by following what everyone else in the world is doing.
今天早上主日学的时候，有一些青少年分享，很多基督徒在属灵中陷入困境，是因为他们的头脑被属世的事情所搅扰，所分散了精力。
What are you filling your mind with?
你把你的头脑中充斥的是什么思想
？I pray that when we approach God, we would say, "What do you want to show me? Speak to me. Reveal your truth to me, God."
我的祷告是，当我们来到神的面前的时候，我们就会问神：你想要给我们看到的真理是什么？你要给我们的方向是什么
？And even when God shows it to you, He speaks to you through His Word, and you say, "That's so hard."
当神对你讲话，透过他的经文对你讲话，你可能会说，这好难呀。
And you think, this doesn't make sense.
这个我不能够明白。
Are you able to trust God and say, yes, I, just like that good old hymn, God, I will trust and obey.
那你能不能够，就算自己看不见不明白，就像一首赞美诗所讲到的，信靠顺服。
Lord, when you speak to me, yes, I will follow.
主啊，当你对我讲话，我就愿意遵从。
Then our church won't be like slime.
这样我们教会就不会像那个黏黏的东西。
This piece is going to go bang, and we're going to go bang, 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 and we're just going to propel forward, having heaven's will be done on earth.
我们就可以齐心协力的往同一个方向前行，行在天上。在天上的旨意就可以在地上行。
If you know the Lord's Prayer, let's say that together.
如果你知道主祷文，我们就可以一起来说，就那一部分。
Our Father,
我们在天上的父。
Who art in heaven,
我们在天上的父。
Hallowed be your name,
愿你的名为圣。
May your kingdom come,
愿你的国降临。
May your will be done,
愿你的旨意行。
On earth,
行在地上
in my life,
在我的生命中
as it is in heaven,
如同行在天上
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
天父，我们感谢你
We want to be hearers.
我们愿意做那有耳可听的
But not merely hearers, Lord. We want to, as the book of James teaches us, to be doers.
我们不但要做那听到的，像雅各书里提到，我们还要做那行道的。
We not only want you to speak to us through your word.
我们不但求你透过你的话语对我们讲话。
We ask that you give us the grace and the strength and the power to be able to follow and yield and surrender to you.
我们还要求你赐下你的恩典，你的大能，好让我们能够信靠、顺服、遵从你的旨意。
We thank you for this abundant life that you've given to us.
我们感谢你赐给我们这丰盛的生命。
We are so blessed.
我们是何等的蒙福。
So then we also want to obey.
所以我们想要顺服。
Because not only do you give our lives this abundance, but Lord, the abundance comes through living, abundant living.
你不但赐给我们生命中的一切的富足，你也赐给我们这样如何丰盛的去过我们的生活。
Thank you for desiring the best for our life.
我们感谢你，你想要我们得到我们生命中那上好的。
So where you lead, we will follow.
无论你领我们去哪里，我们都要跟从。
We honor you, Jesus.
耶稣，我们尊崇你。
We want to remember you today.
今天我们要纪念。
We want to celebrate you, Jesus.
耶稣，我们要庆祝你。
So it is in your name we can pray all these things.
是靠着你的圣名，我们献上这一切祷告。
And all God's people said, Amen.
让我们一起说阿门。
Let's stand together for our